I'm Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever come home after a long day at work, opened the door, and been greeted by the aroma of a home-cooked meal? Maybe the crock pot has been on all day. The smell of comfort food rushes out the door to meet you. It permeates every corner of the house. Maybe you start to salivate before you've even closed the door, because you know something great is coming. Of course, not every meal smells good to every person. If you pan-fry a flounder or bake a salmon in the oven, you might find that your couch smells fishy all night. Fragrance can have a powerful effect on us. Some smells bring long-lost memories back to our minds. Some smells invite us in, and others warn us away, like the smell of rot or death. I'm sure you can remember with ease the sweetest and the foulest aromas you've ever experienced. In fact, some religious services use flowers or incense to intentionally activate our sense of smell. Fragrance is powerful. In his second letter to the Corinthians, Paul writes, "Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are, to God, the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one, we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things?" God always leads us in triumph. This is a picture of a conquering king, perhaps leading a procession of captives, a triumphal procession. But here, rather than being terrified or sorrowful, we are full of joy. He is our king, so we are pleased to be part of his triumphal procession. Then he says, "We are the fragrance of Christ to God." Like that crock pot full of stew or the incense in the temple, we are a sweet-smelling fragrance to God, just like Jesus, who offered himself up in sacrifice. We are the aroma of Christ, the fragrance of Christ to God, and also to everyone else, to those who are being saved and to those who are perishing. To one, a fragrance of life to life. To the other, the fragrance of death to death. As we follow Jesus, our lives conforming to his way, as we walk along in that triumphal procession, we carry a fragrance that is pleasing to some and repulsive to others. To those who join us as captives of the conquering king, it's a good smell. But not everyone wants to join the procession. Not everyone is willing to submit to the king and call Jesus Lord. To those unwilling to accept his way, it's a foul smell, the smell of death. The way of Jesus was not attractive to everyone. The poor, the outcast, the foreigners, and the broken flocked to Jesus. Some came to be healed. Some came for a miracle, but they found the words of life. They let themselves be transformed, made new. But the rich, the authorities, people in power, they weren't looking for transformation. Many of them liked things just the way they were. Jesus challenged the rich to give their possessions away. His teaching challenged the powerful to set aside their strength and follow his way of humility. It's no surprise that people in power wanted him dead. And this dichotomy still exists today. People still reject the way of Jesus. Perhaps they don't want to change. Maybe they don't want to let go of their power or their self-reliance. We have to choose to surrender, to join the procession of the king and walk in his ways. And we take on his fragrance. Paul asks, "Who is sufficient for this? Which of us is qualified to represent Christ in the world?" All of us. If you belong to Jesus, you're his ambassador. You're his representative. You are the fragrance of Christ. How does that make you feel? I hope you're filled with joy to be part of his triumphal procession. Breathe deeply of his presence today and breathe out the fragrance of Christ to everyone you meet. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.